Our radios were squawking. Contact, contact, southwest corner. Shit, there's hundreds of them. It was a damn big house. It took me a long time to get to my firing position. I didn't understand why the lookout was so nervous. So what if there's a couple hundred? They'd never get over the wall. Shit, we might as well just kick back and enjoy the party. Then I heard him shout, "They're running! Holy fucking shit, they're fast!" Fast zombies. That turned my gut. If they could run, they could climb. If they could climb, maybe they could think. And if they could think, now I was scared. I remember our boss's friends were all raiding the armory, racing around like extras in an 80s action flick by the time I made the third floor guest room window. I flipped the safety off my weapon and flipped the guards off my sight. It was one of the newest gens, a fusion of light amplification and thermal imaging. I didn't need the second part, because G's gave off no body heat. So when I saw the searing bright green signatures of several hundred runners, my throat tightened. Those weren't living dead. "There it is," I heard them shout. "That's the house on the news." They were carrying ladders, guns, babies. A couple of them had these heavy satchels strapped to their backs. They were all booking it for the front gate. Big, tough steel that was supposed to stop 1,000 ghouls. The explosion tore them right off their hinges, sent them flipping into the house like giant ninja stars. "Fire!" the boss was screaming into the radio. "Knock 'em down! Kill 'em! Shoot, shoot, shoot!" The attackers, for lack of a better label, stampeded for the house. The courtyard was full of parked vehicles, sports cars and Hummers, and even a monster truck belonging to some NFL cat. Freaking fireballs, all of them, blowing over on their sides or just burning in place. This thick, oily smoke from their tires blinding and choking everyone. All you could hear was gunfire, ours and theirs. And not just our private security team. Any big shot who wasn't crapping their pants either had it in his head to be a hero or felt he had to protect his rep in front of his peeps. A lot of them demanded that their entourage protect them. Some did. These poor 20-year-old personal assistants who'd never fired a gun in their lives. They didn't last very long. But then there were also the peons who turned and joined the attackers. I saw this one real queenie hairdresser stab an actress in the mouth with a letter opener, and, ironically, I watched Mr. Get It Done try to wrestle a grenade away from the talent show guy before it went off in their hands. It was bedlam, exactly what you thought the end of the world was supposed to look like. Part of the house was burning, blood everywhere, bodies, or bits of them spewed all over that expensive stuff. I met the whore's rat dog as we were both heading for the back door. He looked at me, I looked at him. If it had been a conversation, it probably would have gone like, "What about your master? What about yours? Fuck 'em." That was the attitude among a lot of the hired guns, the reason I hadn't fired a shot all night. We'd been paid to protect rich people from zombies, not against other not-so-rich people who just wanted a safe place to hide. You could hear them shouting as they charged in through the front door. Not, "Grab the booze," or "Rape the bitches." It was, "Put out the fire and get the women and kids upstairs." I stepped over Mr. Political Comedy Guy on my way out to the beach. He and this chick, this leathery old blonde who I thought was supposed to be his political enemy, were going at it like there was no tomorrow. And hey, maybe for them, there wasn't. I made it out to the sand, found a surfboard, probably worth more than the house I grew up in, and started paddling for the lights on the horizon. There were a lot of boats on the water that night, a lot of people getting out of Dodge. I hoped one of them might give me a ride as far as New York Harbor. Hopefully, I could bribe them with a pair of diamond earrings.
He finishes his shot of rum and signals for another.
Sometimes I ask myself, why didn't they all just shut the fuck up, you know? Not just my boss, but all those pampered parasites. They had the means to stay out of harm's way, so why didn't they use it? Go to Antarctica or Greenland, or just stay where they were, but stay the hell out of the public eye. But then again, maybe they couldn't. Like a switch you just can't turn off. Maybe it's what made them who they were in the first place. But what the hell do I know?
The waiter arrives with another shot, and Tishon flicks a silver rand coin to him.
If you got it, flaunt it.